Hi, my name is Priyanka Thundiath. I'm a rising P3 student at the University of Texas at Austin College of Pharmacy. Today, I'm going to be discussing the book Essentialism, The Disciplined Pursuit of Less by Greg McEwen. This book is a guide to have a disciplined, systematic approach to determine what is absolutely essential and eliminating what is not, so that the highest contributions are made to the things that matter. Here's a few questions you should ask yourself before we get into this book. Have you ever found yourself stretched too thin? Have you ever felt both overworked and underutilized? Have you found yourself majoring in minor activities? Do you ever feel busy but not productive, like you're in motion but never getting anywhere? If you answered yes to any of these, the way out is the way of the essentialist. First, we have to answer the question, what is essentialism? Well, essentialism is the pursuit of less but better. It is consistently asking yourself, am I investing in the right activities? It is not about how to get more things done, it is about how to get the right things done. It is a way to realize that if you do not prioritize yourself, someone else will. When I initially chose this book and glanced at the premise of the book and read out the questions, I thought, well, yeah, I guess I do feel this way a lot, but I thought I knew how to prioritize. I thought I knew how to schedule my projects and work in a way that I'm not stretched too thin. But very quickly, as I got further into the book, I noticed that many of the ways I think and act resembles a non-essentialist rather than an essentialist. So let's quickly go over the model of a non-essentialist versus essentialist. So there's three things that differs between a non-essentialist and essentialist: the way someone thinks, does, and gets. So let's go over the non-essentialist first, the way they think. All things to all people. I have to. It's important. How can I fit it all in? Does. The undisciplined pursuit of more, reacts to what's most pressing, says yes to people without really thinking, and tries to force execution at the last moment. Gets. Lives a life that does not satisfy, takes on too much and work suffers, feels out of control, is unsure of whether the right things got done, and feels overwhelmed and exhausted. On the other hand, an essentialist thinks less but better. I choose to. Only a few things really matter. What are the trade-offs? Does. The disciplined pursuit of less. Pauses to discern what really matters. Says no to everything except the essential. Removes obstacles to make execution daily. Gets. Lives a life that really matters. Chooses carefully in order to do great work. Feels in control. Gets the right things done. Experiences joy in the journey. Before, I mentioned that if you do not prioritize yourself, someone else will. This was a quote by the author before he explained that the happiest day of his life, the day his and his wife's baby was born, was actually filled with a lot of tension. Rather than feeling the joy, he was thinking of an email his colleague had sent him saying, "Friday between 1 to 2 would be a bad time to have a baby because I need you to come in to be at this meeting with XYZ." Although he was sure that the email was a joke and he instinctively knew what he should do, which is to be there for his wife and newborn child, he said with all the conviction he could muster, "Yes, I'll be there at the meeting." So he left his wife and baby at the hospital and went to the meeting. I thought this was a pretty sad story, but it makes you wonder, how does one even become a non-essentialist? Well, there's actually four phases. Phase one is we have clarity of purpose, which enables us to succeed in an endeavor. So we get really good at something. Phase two, our success gains us a reputation as a go-to person, which increases options and opportunities. This is a turning point for someone turning into a non-essentialist. In phase two, there are too many choices, too much social pressure, and that the idea that you can have it all. Phase three is that the increased options and opportunities equals the increase in demands upon our time and energy. This leads to diffused efforts. We are spread thinner and thinner. Phase four, we are distracted from our highest level of contribution. The effect of our success has undermined what led to our success in the first place. So how does one go from being a non-essentialist to an essentialist? So there's three steps, and they're not linear, they're cyclical. So the first one is explore. Although this sounds paradoxical, an essentialist will explore more options than a non-essentialist. The difference is where a non-essentialist will commit to everything, an essentialist will explore the options and evaluate them before committing to anything. A non-essentialist will reach the point of frustration by doing everything now because it's popular. Essentialists will have the highest point of contribution because they do the right thing at the right time for the right reason. Second step is to eliminate. And before I go into this step, I want to give you a good example that I found recently. It was a Reddit post written by a pharmacist who was having trouble transitioning from a resident to a clinical pharmacist because they felt that they were still being viewed as the resident. She felt that she was expected to do work outside of her normal hours, not get paid for it, and then not complain about it. She felt thankful that she was asked to work on extra projects because she believes that leadership must think highly of her enough to trust her with these important tasks. It's a great opportunity for her to grow her career and broaden her experiences. Something that is holding her back from standing up for herself is that another ex-resident is going through the same thing, but never submits overtime hours, never complains, etc. So why should she? So you can see that she's in phase 2 and 3, where because of the great work she did as a resident, leadership believes she is capable of taking on more projects. And it's clear from her post that she doesn't hate having these projects, it's just that she's not sure that she's viewed as a clinical pharmacist and still being viewed as a resident. So at the same time, although she's happy that she has these projects and is being trusted by leadership, she has increased social pressure, increased choices, but not enough time and energy. So a major factor of eliminating is saying no to someone. It pushes against social expectations, and doing it well takes courage and compassion. It takes both mental and emotional discipline to say no to social pressure. And I feel that this aspect in this cycle of explore, eliminate, and execute is definitely something that should have its own podcast episode, because saying no to someone, especially someone who's in a leadership position, it's definitely difficult. The third step is to execute. The process of execution does not need to be a force to make something happen. Essentialists have a different approach where they invest the time that they saved by creating a system by removing obstacles and making the execution as easy as possible. Doing step one, which was exploring, makes step three possible. Before I end this podcast episode, I want to give a really good example of a company that practices essentialism, and that's Southwest Airlines. The airline industry is notoriously bad at generating profits, but Southwest consistently produces amazing financial results year after year. So how do they do that? Basically, what they do is trade-offs, and this is something I mentioned earlier in the model of non-essentialist versus essentialist. So rather than fly to every destination, they deliberately offer only point-to-point flights. Rather than increasing the prices to cover meal costs, they don't offer any. Instead of assigning seats, they let people choose as they get on the plane. They only offer coach. This is certainly going to cause a risk of alienating customers who want a broader range of destination, in-flight meals, etc. But the essentialist way of thinking behind it has made it clear what the company was, a low-cost airline. So to summarize, the way to transition from being a non-essentialist, where you are spread too thin, you have way too much work, but not enough time and energy, to an essentialist is to explore, eliminate, and execute. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast episode. There will certainly be more to come to cover more topics in leadership. Check out our full analysis of this book in the KE newsletter and keep an eye out for the next edition where we will tackle a new leadership book. Thank you.